This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in right now on the line. Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder joins us here. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Let's go right now to the phone lines, to the hotline, and talk to Channing Crowder. Good morning, Channing. How is everything?
It's good, man. A lot better than y'all. I know it's cooling down up there. We're still at 80, 85 down here in Miami. So other than the Dolphins being terrible, I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I know,
other
right?
than that whole deal.
Well, let's get into that for a moment, and let's talk about maybe a positive with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's Devin Bush. Now, I know if I remember correctly, when you got drafted, Nick Saban put you right in. You were on that Dolphins team where Saban was just plug and play. He knew you from the SEC, and he was like, okay, let's go, let's play. Can you talk about the transition from college, even a big-time program like Bush is from in Michigan, to being thrown right in the NFL and how tough it is to play well? And he's played well, but how tough it is to play well right away.
Bro, between Devin Bush and Devin White, you know, I'm a linebacker guy. I love watching good linebacker play. Playing with Zach Thomas, Junior Seau, Jason Taylor, watching Urlacher and Ray Lewis on film every week. I love good linebacker play. Devin Bush is a beast. He's a baller. He can bang you, too. He's a hitter, but the game's getting away from that. His speed is what makes him so great. He can run. He can cover. You saw it the other night, a couple of interceptions. He moves so well. His hips move. He turns. He runs uphill, downhill. He is a beast. The mental side of it, I've obviously never sat in a meeting room with Devin, but the mental side of it was the hardest part for me because I could hit. You know, I came out running the 4-6, so I could cover most backs. But getting in there, going from, Charlie Strong in Florida, you know, who's a great DC, he saw my ability as a freshman, so he told me, hey, just stand over the center and run downhill and knock the hell out of people. So when I get to a Nick Saban defense and I get in, he starts calling these crazy base under roll, double seven, adjusted switch, triple clip, check hands, and all this crazy stuff. The mental side had to click for me. Having a guy like Zach Thomas helped, but Devin had everything physically. I remember watching him in high school. He's from down here. He has everything physically. His mental side of it with what clicked in him, and now he's out there balling. I'm thinking he's going to be a pro bowler for years to come, but between him and Devin Bush and Devin White last year, those were two great linebackers that I was excited to see in the NFL, and I knew he was going to be great the second I saw him play his first two or three games in Michigan. I said, this young man's special.
Well, Channing, the Steelers clearly identified they needed to get more playmakers on that side of the ball. They trade up 10 spots to get Devin Bush. And they spend a first-round pick a couple weeks ago to get Minkah Fitzpatrick, another guy who can make plays in the middle of the defense. Is he on that level, same level as Devin Bush, but at the back of the defense?
Yeah. He can run now. The reason he got upset down here, and y'all saw it the first week when that big tight end dumped him on the back of his neck, was that he's not a gigantic dude. Man, he's about, they say 210, 205. He's right at 200, 195. Y'all have seen him. He's not a big human, but he is so versatile. He was one of the top-rated slot corners when we made him play slot corner last year because we just didn't have guys. You know, we just didn't have guys enough to do it with our, you know, lacking roster down here in Miami. So he got frustrated with them playing him at strong safety. They had him in the box sometimes. He can blitz, but you just can't line Minkah up in the box and let him have a guard look at him or a tackle know he's down there because they're going to grab him and throw him into the wall of the stadium on the side of the field. But in open space, work, you know, his hips moving, turning, covering guys, covering smaller guys. He can do all of that. He's only going to struggle if he has to go against one of those, like last night, Hawkinson, one of those big Jimmy Grahams, one of those big 6'6", 250 tight ends. That's where he struggled. You know, that's where he struggled, you know, his rookie year. But if you have him out there playing where he's comfortable, how they utilize him in Alabama, he's a great player. I just don't want y'all to win too much because y'all are going to mess up, you know, our first-round draft pick that we got for y'all.
No,
Don't do that to us. Now, let us stay in the top 10, but no, Minkah's going to be great for you. Devin's going to be great for you. I love Bud Dupree. I'm a defensive guy, man. The way the NFL's going right now with these 60 to 50 games, I'm not a fan of that. I'm a defensive guy, and you know that Mike Tomlin is going to put a defense together, and those young studs on defense are going to be good for years to come.
All right, let's talk about that for a minute as we talk to Channing Crowder, NFL insider for Radio.com. Does that 3-3-5 stack right now, essentially that's what the Steelers are running, it looks like, with an umbrella over the top. It seems like they got 35 safeties on the field at times. But it's a 3-35, and I know Charlie Strong ran it a little bit at times in his career. Is that what the pro game needs to go to try to out-athlete offenses?
Yes. That's where you're moving. Even back when the Steelers, they were 3-4, you know, when they had Kevin Green and those guys, Joey Porter, good friend of mine, and Farragher, James Farragher, Pot taught me a lot about football, too. But that's what the league's going away from. Kind of what I talked about with Devin Bush, where his ability to knock you out, the league's getting away from that. You see what's happening with Avantez Burfict right now, spending the rest of the season. The league's getting away from that. This is becoming a graceful league. So that 3-3 stack, that's where the league's going, where now you're seeing it in every game. You get the little running back, you motion them out to number one receiver. Now the linebacker has to run out, or you got to bump the corner out and now put a linebacker on a tight end or safe or receiver who's inside. You have to have guys that can cover people. You can't have LeVon Kirkland's anymore. You can't have those guys. They just can't run that way. So it's really a 3-4, but what they're doing, they're putting a safety in there. They're putting a quicker linebacker, a smaller safety or a slot corner in there to make up for that extra linebacker that would have to walk out on number two and float out there and cover forward. You just are getting to a game that's very graceful. When I played, there used to be games where you need to wear a neck brace and tape your wrist and wear your ankle braces. And then, like, when I was playing the Colts with Reggie Wayne and Marvin Houston, when Peyton was going, you didn't need to even wear shoulder pads for those games. It was a track meet. That's where the whole league is going, to a track meet. So I think it's more advantageous to have more athletes on the field. And as we move forward, you can even see it in college now. As we move forward, a lot more stand-up guys, a lot more stand-up DNs, a lot, no more 270, 280, 290. You need that guy at 250 at the end, because now you have to have him drop back and chase guys to the flat. So where the league's going, I do believe that 3-3, which is a hybrid 3-4, I think that's where the league needs to go. Because if you line up and have six guys that are 240-plus on the field, you're going to get run off of an NFL field in the 2019 NFL.
Channing, let me take two of the things you mentioned there and tie it into the news of the day here in Pittsburgh and ask your opinion on it. You mentioned James Farragher. He was known as a tackle accumulator here in a positive way because the defensive line in front of him, he had Casey Hampton in front of him, sucking up 2-3 blocks at a time. You mentioned Bud Dupree and how much you like what he's done so far. A lot of what Bud Dupree has done this year has existed because Stephon Tuitt is creating havoc in front of him. Tuitt is now out the rest of the year. It's being reported by ESPN because of a torn pec. How much can that affect a linebacker, particularly an edge rusher, when the guy who's creating havoc as sort of a hybrid interior D lineman, D end, in a sort of a 3-4 D end position, how much can that affect that edge rusher like Bud Dupree?
Oh, it's going to affect him a lot. Now they can slide the protections. Now they can have, with a guy like C. Ham, I know Ham. Ham was a monster. Haloti Ngata, Keith Trailer, Kevin Carter, Ronnie Holiday, those type guys, they demand four hands. They demand a center and a guard and a tackle. Don't leave me one-on-one with C. Hamp now. He's going to run me over. So now it's a three. Those second-tier linemen are three-hand guys, where now the guard takes them, the tackle just throws a little hands on him, but now he's still looking out. He's still helping for the outside blitzers, where Stewart used to demand two guys. Now there's going to be guys in the game that can be blocked one-on-one. If you level two one-on-one, we've seen it. He's going to destroy that guy. So now there's not four hands and four eyes on that middle guy. So now they can do a lot more with protections. They can do a lot more helping on the outside or with the inside blitzers. Y'all love to run that inside cross dog. Now there's not a guy that two guys are jumping on. Now they can peek at those linebackers. So with not having a Tuitt in the game, I think a lot of blitzes are going to be more ineffective because of the fact that there's not guys concentrating two-on-one on those frontline guys. And now Tuitt was a guy where, when we were playing, they were, the guys I just named, where the lineman would identify, this is the guy we have to worry about. Now they're going to lean more towards Bud. They're going to watch Devin. Hey, he's creeping, because they don't have to worry about getting four hands. It does affect, I think it's going to affect more of the play calling, where now you just know that Tua's not going to just destroy the B gap so you can work around him. Now you're really going to have to scheme off the edges. and try to get edges, try to get speed rushes more than being able to power up the middle and just press the pocket like Tua's been doing for years.
Last thing for you, got about 30 seconds left. We talked about the intricacies of the defense and all those mighty mites and those little runts in the back, right? Do you watch a game, though, now and just scream in the air because so many of those guys don't know how to tackle?
Oh, yeah. It actually is the reason why y'all won last week. When you get the third-string quarterback in, Mason Rudolph gets knocked to sleep. He was shaking on the ground. And they went out and ran the ball with Benny Snell, and who killed UF at Florida, and James Conner. And they get to the second level, and those little mighty mics back there don't want any of that funk. So I think that's what the game, when you could jump on a guy like that and be physical with him, that's where you can get guys out of, going back to our earlier conversation, that 3-3 and baby ball in the back end. If you start pounding a team and make those guys tackle, that's where you can run. And that's how y'all won last week, was saying, hey, little guys, tackle Benny, tackle James. They just can't do it. The art of tackling is dying in the NFL. Everybody's just trying to corral them to the ground. They don't want to use their helmet. I understand the safety, you know, repercussions of what happens with concussions and all that stuff. But the rules and the style of play, the art of tackling is being lost in the NFL. There's not going to be another James Ferrier. There's not going to be another Al Wilson, Zach Thomas. Those guys with 250 knocking dudes asleep. Those guys, at the NFL, that side is dead of the NFL. There's not going to be no more guys having 200 tackles a season. That's gone.
Channing Crowder, great stuff. NFL insider Channing Crowder, as always, from Radio.com. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Channing, thank you so much. Great stuff. We'll catch up again soon, man.
Anytime, brother. I appreciate y'all.
Thanks, Channing. Right.
That was super, super stuff from Channing Crowder. I told you, he's one of those guys that's always on when you want to talk about football.
Dropping Potsies and Hamps in there.
I know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.